But I do, what I appreciate the most about Tivia is that she's completely authentic at all times. Mm-hmm. And I would have to say almost the perfect tour guide. So I had an idea, as I texted you about earlier, even though I was apparently terrible at texting, I still was able to communicate this fantastic idea, which was that you should probably, for people who haven't been to Toronto, especially Americans, perhaps give them reasons why they would actually love the city. And then I'll also give mine as well.
Like a personalization.
Absolutely. So if they're into certain things, they can have that experience. Like you said, you know where to go to have like a proper bottle service, you know, experience, because a couple of Americans want that experience. Same reason why you go to like Cancun or Cabo, whatever, or New York, Philly, LA, Miami type of thing. And I would put Toronto in that category. For me, I consider Toronto to be Stockholm West.
Really?
Stockholm is a gem in Europe, similar to how Toronto is a gem in North America.
Mm. I know. It's really up and coming now in the past couple of years versus like the past 10, 15 years. Because born and brought up downtown Toronto, and it's quite amazing to see the progression, seeing the growth, and seeing how much of a stamp we are, like a go-to when you come to Toronto. So how many times have you been to Toronto in the past?
3 altogether, including this time.
Really? When did you first come here?
That actually came with my best friend who performed here. I think it was in 2016, maybe 15, 16.
Can we talk about this? What did your best friend perform? Who is he or she? What do they do?
Of course. So it's Nasheed Linton, and he is a rapper, but also he owns a clothing store with his girlfriend, and she does massages and weaves and whatnot. And they're really killing the game right now as a power couple in the city.
You know, like you see couples like that, like that's what I wouldn't even say goals. It's just like, that's what, like, you see two people who are connected like that, and it's just like, just stay single, because it's just like, either you have it like that, where you just vibe with someone so well, where it's just like, you grind together, you suffer together, and you see success together, instead of just f***ing around and like having someone for a night, you know?
Absolutely, you know?
But congratulations to your friend and his girlfriend. That's definitely not, I don't want to say easy, but a typical occupation. There's no roadmap. It's on you to make it happen, right?
Absolutely.
So fascinating. So that was 2016, and you were like, hey, like, this is it. Like, let me come back again.
And that's when I stayed at the Thompson.
The first time.
Absolutely. That
what
was a lot
of
fun.
What did you think of the Thompson?
It was cool. It was, I loved how it was a blend of being an actual residential area, but also a hotel.
Yes.
So I love how the fluidity of that architecture, like, so I'm really in love with modern architecture like this. So high rises, you know, condos, and, and having, what I was saying earlier is that Toronto has everything that I want in a city, because it has a skyline, it has amazing people, and it has amazing architecture. So those three things usually have a great, you know, interaction with each other. Because if you can walk around a city and be captivated by the architecture is doing its job. It's supposed to create harmony, because essentially you're creating art that you live in.
How was it when we were walking around yesterday?
Oh, it was pretty cool. Like I was saying before, Kensington reminded me of Camden in London.
Yes.
Like, it had a lot of character, and it was a lot of, you know, a lot of cool people.
I've yet to mentioned to Josh that I was in the UK, but I was so young. I was like six and a half. So I remember nothing, let alone the city I was in. And we were stranded in that airport. I have some cousins in UK, many cousins all over the world, and we were stranded because of the 9/11 attack in 2001. So it's like, you brought that reference up, and I was like, hey, like, I'm trying to imagine maybe I was there. But it's just, it's nice. It's nice that with such a world famous city, Camden, like UK, England, synonymous, it's like, not Toronto's getting on that level. Because we came out of nowhere, really. We were just another Canadian city, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah, but
I mean, I feel like Aubrey has a big, you know, big impact on that.
Aubrey.
And also, you know, the Raptors and whatnot, and being more relevant in pop culture. Because once you're in that, on that wheel, you're just, you know, along for the ride.
That joint effort together where Aubrey is like the unofficial ambassador for the Toronto Raptors. Uh-huh. It's very just like, hey, Toronto Raptors.
But I think it's very official, actually. He's like an official ambassador.
I don't know. You know, the official one's a mascot. Come on now. But, like, you're having, like, Toronto's, like, rapper versus Toronto Raptors, the only Canadian team in the NBA. It's just very... But it's like, we're humble about it, you know? Well, the Raptors are. I've personally met almost the entire team working in a very lucrative restaurant lounge downtown Toronto where I was a trainer for the front desk team. But with him as well, obviously... He's reached such a level of success very early on in his career, but he's been grinding for so many years. It's that, correct my pronunciation because of my congestion. Authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
It's that people read that, they buy into it, and he is a city. He loves it, and he is so kind. From what I've heard from people who run into them, interact with them, it's very, that's what happens when you work for it.
Right.
Did he have industrial connections? No. You know, worked up to it. Yes, he was in TV shows where your career is make or break, but even when it gets made, it's on you to make it out of it.
Absolutely. Kind of reminds me of the cast from Game of Thrones.
Talk to me about that.
I mean, a lot of
episode of Game of Thrones after? Yes. Are we gonna watch Blackfish after? Yes. Are we gonna take a vacation together soon? Yes.
I mean, you know, all those is a very resolute. We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. Because you're a little bit dorky and a little bit smurfy, so you know, we'll see. So what you're saying totally reminds me of the interaction we had with Maya at Hotbox.
Hi, Maya.
Can you let everyone know how amazing Maya is? She's amazing.
So, Hotbox is located in Kensington Market, and it is exactly what it sounds like. You Hotbox. So they sell a lot of memorabilia. Is that the word? A lot of tools.
Paraphernalia.
I was like super worried I was gonna pronounce that wrong, like pedophilia.
Oh gosh, no.
Right. So they sell a lot of like weed accessories and tools, and you can put your tools to use like right there. So we went in trying to get Josh just like a pipe to use on his time here, because I advised him pre-rolls are not a vibe. So we went in super like laid back. Very helpful. My God, like the brightest neon green nails I've ever seen in my life. I think that's how we started engaging with her. So we went from just two clients asking her for her opinion on a pipe to her showing us different items. But her nails just like this didn't allow her to just pick stuff up. So I was like, oh, I got you. And then we just started creating that rapport, you know, where it's like, some people, a lot of people would just stare and be like, can you just like hurry up and right? give me my pipe? Meanwhile, I was like, I got you. Love your nails. Love you. And you and her were just going back and forth. You're creative. She is a creative. Her vibe says it all. But she was very on the fence where it's like, oh, like, I don't know if I should do this. Who'd want to listen? And then I made that connecting point where I was just like, hey, people already eavesdrop. If you're out here having dope-ass conversations while you're lit, it's like, why not? Why not put it into a podcast? He makes podcasts. He's here outside of the city. Pick his brain. I'm going to just be here. And you two were just going at it back and forth. And I feel like she became so much more comfortable and was, like, pleasantly surprised that you weren't hitting on her. You weren't being inappropriate. Yes, you're with me. But even our vibes, like we weren't giving off no clingy, no uptight vibes. So she didn't feel like she had to be in a way where she had to not be herself.
Right.
Because she was worried that she would, like, disrespect me or whatnot. Kyle, so I'm so receptive to it, but she is so receptive to it. And Maya, I hope if you're hearing this, girl, get on it. I'm still in Toronto. He's going back to New Jersey, but he's going to come back for me. So I got you. I was just like, I can like lend both you and him like recording space. Like, let's make it happen, Maya. Like, I believe in you. And how you are is like how you we are. Like, just like let it, just like let it flow. Right?
Absolutely.
But going to our topic, yeah, so when are you seeing me again? And am I seeing you again in New Jersey or are you coming back to Toronto?
Probably coming back to Toronto.
I can't be seeing you in New Jersey.
I mean, usually I'm so busy in New Jersey.
That's fine. Busy is great.
Yeah.
I can be your breaks.
The what?
I can be your breaks.
For?
For your life. It's like, hey, I'm going to work. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But I'm also going to see Tiv.
Right. When I come to Toronto. Toronto.
You're not going to show me what's good in New Jersey? I've only ever been to the airport in New Jersey. Like, I never explored it. It was always Newark.
Newark Airport.
Yeah.
That's where I flew out of, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know about New Jersey. Because it's so close to New York. It's like, that's what surprised me. Like, that drive, it's like versus here in Ontario. Mm-hmm. Canada, geographically, is so much more bigger than the States. But so much less population.
Absolutely. I mean, not if you count bears and wolves, right?
You're right.
It's the real North. The North remembers. We'll be right back.